Well, as a pastor, speaking to political issues is very precarious. That's how I'm going to describe it. As a pastor, speaking about political issues is very precarious. Now, I sent an email out at about like 12:30. Technically, it was Wednesday morning when I sent the email. And in that email, I mentioned that while we share many values in common in this place, that in no way means our ballots all looked the same. I don't expect that. But to address the brokenness of our country is not a partisan conversation. And there is brokenness in our country. This election, America had to confront and acknowledge our fear, anger, disappointment, and distrust. These feelings are present across the political spectrum. I don't care how you're registered, we experience them. These feelings of anger and fear and disappointment and distrust, they're not red feelings or blue feelings, but they are what have left so many of us feeling black and blue. Many people encountered these feelings before the election. Others felt them after. For some, feelings such as this motivated their vote. For others, these were the feelings that were motivated because of the results. Fear, anger, disappointment, distrust. These are emotions that divide, alienate, and stoke defensiveness, none of which bring healing to us or our country. Healing. Needed healing. Healing that is deeper and bigger than a single election. Healing that bridges divides that have been growing and festering for a generation, if not more. Realities this election brought out into the light for us to have to acknowledge. What our country needs in this moment and in the months and years to come, what the United States as a whole needs, is more places like Highlands United Methodist Church. What this congregation is at its best, what we strive for every day, is essential to the health of society and the dignity of all people. What we choose to stand for in this place is bigger than elections. A home where all belong is a vision for humanity. It is a promise to the marginalized and the persecuted. It is a refuge for the weary and the disappointed. And that is what I am asking you to recommit yourself to today. To claim your place in what God is doing here to build a home where all belong. I'd like you to hear these words of encouragement and hope found in the book of Ephesians. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home. You are no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. By the way, those three words are in the running for some of my favorite words in the entire Bible. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. And God is using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation, and now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. This home is taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it. A home in which God is quite comfortable. You'll find this verse on magnets by each of the doors. I invite you to take one home and find a place to keep it visible to you throughout your week, so that each and every day you can be reminded that God is building something society cannot tear down, that God is building something and needs you to be a part of it. To keep this beautiful scripture present, that you might be reminded that what God is building is for all people, you included. This is what we're about here each and every day. It's what we ask you to prayerfully consider every week when you choose what you'll contribute in all that you have, do, and even more, who you are. And when you fill out the top half of your pledge card this week, the paper one or the online one, I invite you to remember that whatever your gift, it matters. Because building a home where all belong matters. Your generosity makes this possible. Your generosity is a sacred act. It transforms lives. It transforms your life. Your generosity transforms the lives of people who call this place home, the people we reach out to serve, countless lives made difference because of your generosity and commitment to support what God is doing here. I wish you could be with me during the week when I sit down with folks and have conversations about how their lives are being touched and transformed, about what it means when they don't feel alone anymore, what it means when they feel accepted, what it feels to be upheld by prayer when they are ill or the people they love are struggling, to have a place to come to and anchor no matter what's going on in life, that they know we are here and ready and waiting for what they need in their life and that they will be loved. It is a very big honor to have those conversations so often on your behalf because they do not happen without you. We do as much as we can with everything we're given. This congregation works very hard to be very good stewards of what you offer. I want to catch up on a couple details. With the changes that we're seeing to our income and expenses, I mean, we've had some families that have moved. We've had some turnover in our building tenants. There's always the inflation of expenses. Our 2017 ministry needs your support. This week I sat with our finance committee and we went over the first draft of our 2017 plan for ministry, our budget. Now, we can only estimate this so far because until pledges are made, we don't know what we have to work with. Now, this is actually why churches ask you to fill out a pledge. I know there are plenty of folks that say, we'll give. We do, and we will continue to. But we can't responsibly plan for ministry if we don't know what we're going to have. We don't just think, oh, it'll come in. That's not faithful. That's reckless. We wait, we listen, and we responsibly choose. Now, the first draft of our plan for ministry in 2017 shows a need for about $10,000 in new or increased pledges. That $10,000 will actually help keep our budget flat, our ministry flat. I don't like how that sounds. We're not a flat congregation. This is a vibrant, growing, dynamic place. We want to see new ministries and new programs. We want to build a home where all belong in new ways, not in a flat way. Your commitment to the day-to-day ministry of this congregation is the most significant financial gift you give here. It's something my family and I believe in. What this congregation does for people's lives is why Megan and I give $500 a month as our pledge. That $6,000 a year is a tithe for us. It's 10% of our income. And it's part of how we answer the question, God, what do you want to do through us? There are other ways we participate as well with our time, our prayers, our presence. This question, God, what do you want to do through us, has also guided our conversations about supporting the capital campaign. Megan and I have had some very meaningful conversations about what is important to us as we reflected on making an additional gift, a commitment beyond our support of that day-to-day ministry. You see, we have this amount our hearts are calling us to give. We also have an amount that is much more comfortable in our budget. And what we will be giving to the capital campaign over the next 3 years is a balance between those two, seeking to honor both of those realities. Our capital campaign is an exciting moment in this church's life. When our scripture talks about all that has been done before and then names that this is our moment, it's true. God has been building a home where all belong here at Highlands United Methodist Church for 125 years. And this is our chance to reinforce that same foundation while widening the doors and making more room for others. And there is something amazing happening. We have $250,000 in pledges in hand. That is incredible momentum. And I hope it encourages all of us to ask what our part will be because we are just beginning. There is so much opportunity for ministry, opportunity to strengthen our foundation, opportunity to embrace our community. That $370,000 number, we have plans for all of it. And then there's the things that are out beyond. We mentioned $50,000 for the stained glass windows. That's the, that's going to break, we better fix it now money. The entire project would cost $1 million. State Historical Society would fund that at about 75, maybe 80% if we're lucky, but that still leaves us with like $250,000 worth of work we could do to repair and preserve and then get rid of the ugly plexiglass outside and let this church look as beautiful outside as it does inside when you can really see and experience the warmth and love here. That 370, all of it has a place. And so does any other dollar that we get. There is so much opportunity. We will put this generosity, your generosity, to very good use. What God is doing through us in this moment will define the ministry of this congregation for decades. It will keep us engaged with our neighborhood. It will create warm, welcoming space, and it will honor our history while calling us into our future. In the upcoming edition of the North Denver Tribune, which will be showing up at your house sometime the end of this week, there is going to be an article about our capital campaign. Now, according to our capital campaign coach, this is a little out of the ordinary. Not the only time he's used to describe our church. Most of any of the 200 plus churches our coach has worked with, the most they've ever gotten from outside the congregation is $2,500. He had a church once get $2,500 from someone outside the church. We currently have $20,000 pledged from business owners, and we see the potential for more to come in. Our community believes in what we're doing. Our community has been blessed by our presence in this neighborhood, and now they're choosing to bless us so we can continue going on blessing others. Our community believes in what we're doing. So it's not out of our ordinary to have the local paper inviting the entire neighborhood to financially support our vision. The article says it this way: Highlands United Methodist Church has a vision. Unlike many churches that have sold parcels of land to shore up financial problems or fix a failing infrastructure, Highland UMC's mantra is to build a home where all belong. Rather than sell out, Highlands UMC plans to share their vision with the entire community and bring a beating heart back to the type of building that once represented the heartbeat of this community. Everyone in the community is encouraged to donate to the capital campaign in order to have a place that we as a community can all own, a place where all belong. For more information and to make a donation, go to highlandsumc.com. That is one very small piece of an amazing article. The Tribune is encouraging our neighbors to make a commitment. I got the draft late yesterday afternoon, and as I read it, I teared up. The vision God has given us is resonating with people in a very powerful way, and we've only just begun. And so I am asking for your support on behalf of our congregational leadership, on behalf of the generations of those who came before us in this place, and on behalf of a God who has plans for us that we don't even know about yet. Please prayerfully consider what God might do through you to make this vision a reality that will build community, deepen relationships, create space for being together, and help us offer a home where all belong to a world that needs to hear those words, "You belong here," as much as each and every one of us do. Amen.